It's Tuesday afternoon again, and Brother Freedom and I have come. This is a special day kind of for us where we just have a wonderful time, but we're letting you join in, and the Holy Ghost has something special for you. Father, we just thank you. Lord, we're so blessed to be your children. We don't deserve anything from you, but you deserve all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Oh, thank you for touching us, and thank you for anointing Brother Freedom, and thank you for anointing every hearer, every listener out there. Open their hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Ghost, because without that, they cannot receive these wonderful truths. Thank you, Lord, for the blessed Holy Ghost. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles, Brother Freedom wants to especially be looking at 1 Peter, the first chapter, and I'm going to be reading to you from verse 3 to verse 22. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye receive with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them, that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect to person judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently.
Thank you very much. Praise God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this most wonderful day. I hope that people can understand me this day. I hope my words will be clearer. They'll be from heaven. Father, I just pray that you'll move in your people only as you can. Father, I just pray that you'll touch people, anoint them, bring healing to their bodies, bring strength, bring revelation to their minds and hearts, set them on a new path and a renewing of their mind, their spirit, which is unto you. Bless them in a mighty way. We claim a victory this day. We claim revival. In the hearts of your people, we claim revival, those that hear this day, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. You know, Jesus was so wonderful. He was God's son, and God loved him so much, but he's willing to let him come down to this old earth and live like you or I live. It said he had no power, he was led by the Spirit of God. Though he was God's son, yet God brought him down to a level, everything that he felt, He knew what it was for us. And I truly believe those 33 years just got him to understand that those men, after he'd been with those men for that time, they still had troubles. And they still didn't have what it took to stand. Peter denied him. Judas had him set up to be crucified. Great things was happening there that men was couldn't have the, they didn't know how to pray with any length of time. But you know, after the, he said that, told them to stay and be endued with power from on high. That time that infilling came, those hearts, those men changed rapidly, gloriously, because it was part of God's plan. It was going to be part of the plan that the world don't see today. But the first part, Jesus just made a way. He paid that this plan could work. He was a sacrifice. He was the one that lived holy. And he knew he had another job, and he had to go to heaven and start preparing for us a heavenly home. That's where he went. And also make an intercession for the saints, according to the will of God. But he was also going to say, it's needful that I go away. If I go another way, the Comforter will not come. But he will come. And I believe that hour, the Comforter, has been here. The time of Jesus, I think the time of Jesus had the same problem we're having here today. Over about 100 years, things start tapering off, compromises start coming. People say, well, it's okay, we can do this. No, God, he changes not. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever, and all God's words never change. You can stand on it. You can believe on it. You can rely on it. But whatever's in this word, you can accept it as truth. You can accept it as the gospel from heaven. But we are being deceived this last hour because we're through head knowledge. When there's head knowledge just puffs up. And I kind of believe that's what happened in the early church, the same thing too. Talks about it in Titus, talks about it in Jude, it talks about it in Timothy, it talks about it in Ephesians, the blinding of the saints, and Ephesians talks about the work of the ministry, that we might walk in obedience to God, and it only can be done by the effectual movement of the Holy Spirit. He is that power, and we can't claim anything else, because I know it works. Maybe some of you haven't been where I've been, but I know God's Spirit is real. I know Jesus is real, but I so also know the Spirit of God is very special. And he will not force himself off on anybody. Jesus won't either. But there's little difference in the two. You get forgiveness through Jesus, but then the Holy Ghost don't have to forgive you. He may, I don't know how far you can go, but there comes a time I think that we can do things in. In my own life, I've been very scared of that a few times. Boy, I was walked in fear, believing I didn't want to do anything that caused me to say anything. You know, when I first received the baptism of the Holy Ghost years ago, that was taught to me at that time. Don't receive the Holy Ghost unless you want to make a stand for the Holy Ghost, and you're not going to be separated by any man, any direction, any calling, but you're going to walk according to him, says the Spirit of God. And it's what I believe in, I still believe in. And I believe that God is calling forth a people, a remnant, that's working this last hour to be led by him. It says that many are called, but few are chosen. Look how many are called. I mean, there's every church believes, almost everyone believes in Jesus. What's the problem then? I truly believe it's the commitment. When you lose commitment, then you lose your what you believe in. If I'm committed, I'm going to put every particle of my body in at work to keep that commitment. But if I'm just viewing just something as a sleepy thing, that means I'm not really aware of it. I just like when I go to sleep. You get up the next morning, you forgot what you did through the night because you just sleep. That's what we do spiritually. Every day we forgot what happened the day before. I'm no big thing. We're down here. We go to church. And the Lord showed me this morning that we've so indoctrinated people about church that that's what people go to church. They don't go there to see Jesus. They go to church because they know if they go to church, everything's going to be all right. They can't have any house going to be all right, but they're going to church. And most of the pastors and the leaders have told them, if you pay your tithes, come, you're okay. But there's nothing said about the life of God. See, the Bible says that we're to let our light shine. The Bible also talks about that we're to have a mind of Christ.
a mind for God, a mind come out from among this world that we might be a separated people. It talks here about here, a holy people. And now people are not interested in that too much. They're interested just in their, we got a church service Wednesday night, and now we got a church service Sunday night because we're going to have a potluck. And then Saturday we're going to have a baseball game, and Sunday we're going to come to have an Easter egg hunt, and we're going to have a few words, but you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to be hardcore. It's going to be, you can take it, all right? You just come anyway. That's the attraction. I remember I've heard not one pastor, but a bunch of them says, I wish she was like my people, because I can use them drawing baseball players and all kind of things. Sports. I believe that God can use people in sports, but I believe that we're not putting the sports in as the power structure of God. It's just that you can do it if you got the power structure in you. Yes, you can be partakers of it because your light will shine in it. But you're not going to let that power structure, what they do, take over the spirit of leadership. And that's what we've done. Our leadership is God the Father, God the Son, and this Holy Word, and God the Holy Ghost. And we can't go one way or the other. We got to stay right on the Spirit of God. See, that's what makes it so neat working for the Lord, because it makes you stay in the center of His will. You're not over the right, you're not over the left, you're right on target. Because you're like a laser beam. You're following that laser, no way you can miss. But if you get out here and get off of that laser beam, you don't know where you are. Now, you try to find a laser beam. It's hard to find it. I mean, you're out here, and you're in the middle of the night, and you say, I'm lost, I don't know where I'm at. What are we going to do? We miss it. So, a lot of times, to do nothing, we'll just go ahead and fake it. Okay. Well, in the morning, we'll just tell people we're just, and that's what they're doing. They're living a lie. Living in false hopes. And false hopes will take you to a place of arrival to a place that's got new hope for the unsaved. That's backwards, but it's right. The hope that you will have will take you down to places you never want to see again. That place is called the Badlands of Men. First letter is H. It's not heaven. That place was not constructed for us people. It was made for the angels, the devil, and his angels. And us as God's people should not have to go there. And I don't think there's any way that we can go there if we halfway try. We got to halfway try. We just can't say, well, everything is going. And the first step in trying is be truthful. Let's see what I mean. How I'm going to get out of this mess. That's the first thing I need to see. It's going to take through the grace of God, seeking God by prayer, and not just have a little lay me down to sleep, praise the Lord, prayer meetings, but I mean soul-searching prayer meetings to seek God for direction. Seeking not for direction, but the cleansing of your life, that you might be spared, that you might be cleansed, that you might be made whole, that you might become an overcomer. I guarantee you, most of the people that I see in churches are not overcomers at all. And this Bible is a wonderful truth in it, because in the last book of Revelation, you know what it says? It says that we're neither hot nor cold, because we're lukewarm, we're going to be spewed out of His mouth. So if we're lukewarm, we know the cold's not accepted. God's the opposite, so we got to be hot. And what's it say in the Ephesians? Be ye strong in the Lord. So that, you just take that one scripture there. If I want to be strong in the Lord, which way should I go? If I'm lukewarm, I'm not going to make it. I'm cold, I'm not going to make it. Well, I better go hot. Pretty simple. And it also says in Revelation that your nakedness not be open, that people might see your sin. See, the Bible says, come out from among you, be separate, say the Lord, touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. God wants us to cover our sins, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, that we then there and put them there and the sin forget from us, and we don't ever recover them no more until God forgets about them. They've been forgotten. But what happens, we're the one that takes them back up, and we start wearing those same things that we threw away. You know, it's like taking some stuff out and putting the garbage, and after putting the garbage can, boy, I'm going to go out there and go through it, and pick that up because I didn't really want to throw that away. So we go out there and stir that old dirty old filthy old garbage can, and we get up that thing and I said, boy, oh, I'm sure glad I saved on the saved on. And we do that with ourselves. God's put it in the garbage and forgot about it. And we're trying to uncover it because we want it. Because we had not prayed through enough to where our soul is free. See what I say? You got to pray till your spirit gets free in the Lord. You got bondages on you. You got strings attached. You got where it's hard for you to live godly. That hardness is, it's hard to live, God, because God wants you to just come all the way over. Be separate, said the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. And I'll be a father. A father is with someone that he provides for you. And you shall be my sons and daughter. That's you and me. So, but we've got to do that. We got to cleanse our heart, our lives, to the purification of being separate. Where sin is, there's every wicked thing. And sin will separate us from the love of God. And I truly believe that a lot of churches have actually, there's Ichabod on the doors. I went to church, pastors hooping up and down and all that stuff, but I didn't feel nothing. Well, I believe we're a mechanical church. And I think God's going to judge the mechanical church worse than just the church that doesn't have it, because we're making a lie out of it. See, with the Holy Ghost, you got power. No way you can break that power. No way you can't. If you're not real, the 7-7 Steve is going to take you out the first day. And then Satan's going to hit you the next day. We need that old time power, the Kamashita the glory comes down. The glory is from the Lord. And God doesn't want second best. He wants your best. He wants the best that you have. God just wants your best. He don't want your second best. He just, whatever your best is, that's what he wants. You say, well, I don't have much. That's all right. He just wants what you have. But he don't want a hand down. He don't want you to went on and, like I said, give it to your heart and next morning go out here in the garbage can and try to draw, because God's already forgiven you for it. God's already purchased that, what you placed in that garbage bin, and he paid it by the precious blood of Jesus. It says there is no more atonement for sin because Jesus had paid that awful thing. No resurrection now because it's already, God's already paid for it. And it says after a while there's no more remission of, there's no way to pay for it. What do you say? No way to do it. It means you're in trouble. We need to seek God to have his presence. And his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand, pleasures evermore. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And God's people really need the joy of the Lord. They need his presence. They need his anointing. They need that love. Oh, glory to God. The unfailing love of God. Reverend Dennis, seeing you have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfailing love. That's purified through the Spirit. Many times when it's messed through the Spirit, it means just what it is. The Holy Spirit. There's only one God's Spirit that God recognized. And you can say, well, you went, this is where it was back there. No, just anything that says the Spirit is from God. God don't have to put a neon sign up every time you use something. If you're that hard-headed, well, then something, you're going to fight with whatever happens your way. And some people are out here to fight against the Lord, to make waves. And Paul talked about them, they're troublemakers. And Jude says they're twice dead, plucked up. And that's what they are. These troublemakers come to be in trouble in your midst. I've seen them come in. I've seen some, I was a member of a fellowship. And we had some good days coming. We started letting all these substandards come in. And pretty soon they took over. These are spots when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. They're without fear. Clouds without water, trees whose leaves withered, so they're twice dead, plucked up by the roots. That's pretty bad. But it describes what happens when we go in and come against the power of God. I know this has happened to the early church. I wasn't there, but the Lord just let me know that that's sort of the similar what happened now. And I, these men came in, and most of them from a background that didn't believe in the moving spirit. And all they come in for is just to bring troubles. All those guys came in for one reason. They didn't want it, but they sure didn't want us to have it. And God would say, that's not fair. Not fair. And actually, you try to be to some of those bad spirits, the worse they are to you. They'll just get there and they'll just do all things that are evil against you falsely. And God has said, we must hold on, lest our be strong, Lord, and power, but we must put on the whole armor of God. And we must hang on to the things of the Lord, because the things of the Lord is what's going to take us through. Beloved, remember, either words have been spoken to the apostle or Lord Jesus Christ, God said, have told you that there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. They don't mind it. These are they who separate themselves sexually, having not the Spirit. You say, well, that's just the Spirit. Yeah, that's right. Good enough for me. But here, another one. But ye, beloved, building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, you should know what that is. That's where you get the power. See, we have to do some spiritual exercises. And if we never, ever talk in a heavenly language, if we never seek God, pretty soon, I don't care who we are, it's hard, because it takes strength to pray in the Holy Ghost. God made it that way because you've got to stay in shape to pray in the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost actually comes down and washes you. Oh, kamashita, glory, God, the glory comes down. I know it's not for everybody, but it's for the few who want it. It's not for the devil and his gang. It's for God's saints, the saints of God, that want to come out from the one to be separate. And God will baptize you. He'll help you. He'll be partakers with you. He'll go with you. Lo, I'll be with you always in the end. And that's our God. But I really believe that we take this too lightly. When we go to our prayer meetings, we don't want anyone to break through in that heavenly language. Oh, they brought confusion in the service tonight. No, that just broke through. Now, there used to be a man here in town. I used to go there because I could pray in I'd pray 30 minutes. When I left that place, I was in heaven. We used to walk around that church and pray until the Spirit of God came upon us. And I might have been the only one that prayed that loud and that long, but I prayed in the heavenly language. And I may not have happened to understand it, but I got edified. And if you get edified, then God can use you. And people say, well, you don't want to be careful, but you need to be edified. You need to be up to where God can use you. And if you never do it, you never can be edified. You'll have struggles. And there's nothing in the world like the power of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing but touch you. Oh, Jesus is a wonderful... Jesus made it possible that we could receive this. He said it's needful, then he went away. For he went not away and the comforter would not come with him because he was going. He was sending back. The Father was sending. The Father sent him back to for us. He's our, like angel, but he's not an angel. It's the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. It says now unto him is able to keep you from falling. That's him. And to present you faultless before the presence of the glory with exceeding joy. Glory to God. You know, I've been in services when the Holy Ghost moved. It's so wonderful. Oh, come and shoot up on us. There is nothing. The churches nowadays have no, they don't have nothing. It's dry. And the best thing to do is just go out and say, hey, we were missing. Let's go find out what we've missed. You know, when you ever go down the highway and pretty soon you feel like you're lost, what you did, you missed the turn. So you gotta go back up and turn around, go back until you find out where you left the highway at. And we should do that. If we're not getting anywhere with the Lord, we need to seek God, we need to pray without ceasing, we need to call upon Him, while He's there, and God's faithful, He'll catch you, He'll save you, He'll uphold you. We talk about all these wonderful scriptures, but they all lead to the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that makes you can't come against principalities, powers of darkness in your own. You can't have that wonderful knowing without the Spirit of God. And you sure haven't got knowledge. We all need a supernatural knowledge. It's from heaven. We need revelations. We need healing. We need all the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Ephesians, it talks about for the perfecting of the saints, for the what? The work of the ministry. For what? The edifying, I just said it, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You need that edifying. This is good preaching. Till we all come into the unity of the faith. Till we all come in. It's the fruit of the will. Everybody. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a, what? A perfect man. Unto the measure and stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children. Praise God. Oh, glory. Toss them out with every wind of doctrine. Toss up for every wind of doctrine. That's just where it's at now. Everybody, oh, did you hear from, oh, I went to him today and they wanted me to listen to Stone. I said, no, I don't have to. Well, you should have every wind of doctrine. And that everybody's comparing, they're sharing, and that's what it's going to be with the mechanical church. You're going to share and share and share, but God's going to withdraw His Spirit. I don't care what you want to believe, but the Spirit of God's going to be drawn. You may have a Spirit, but it's not what, boy, the glory comes out, it's real. And He can read your mail. He knows where you've been. He can't fool him. He fools somebody else, and you can't fool the Spirit of God. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Which is the head, even Christ, yes. From whom the whole body is fitly joined together and compacted by that every joint supplieth according to the effectual working of measure of every part, make an increase in the volume, the edifying of itself in love. God will help us. We can grow in Him. And this I say and testify the Lord that henceforth that you walk as the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance in them because the blindness is in their heart. When we get our hearts blinded, we can't see the things of the Lord. It says, who being past things have given us over to lasciviousness. This is what happens. When we don't go all the way with God, we have lasciviousness. And that word is pretty bad. To work all uncleanness with all greediness. That's what it does. That she put off the former conversation. The old man, which is corrupt, his own deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of mind, that she might put on the new man, which is God, after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. That she put on the new man of God, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Out there today, I don't know where you can understand me today tonight, because I don't think I'm talking very plain. But I want you to know that I know where you are. If I can't talk, I know where you are spiritually anyway. You need God to help you. You need to have that hope that fades not away, reserved in heaven. You've been bought by a price. God's calling us to make up a hedge to fill it, and He finds none. We need to be full of God's Spirit. We must walk in obedience. Christ so came to us because God, for the Lord of the world, was put on Jesus Christ. He is so special. He's also went away and prepared for us a heavenly home. It's without blemish. It's perfect. And He's coming back very soon to receive us. And we need to be ready for that day. And I believe that day is coming up fast. And the Holy Ghost is going to present us to Him. I believe it. The Holy Ghost is going to present us that day. And we're all going to go to heaven. We're going to go up there and have a joyful time. Then we're going to come back on the Mount of Olives. And we're going to be on the Lord's glory. Going to whoop the enemy right there in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Because that's the time when it's going to be, the time's going to be changing. The Israel's going to have their day. And the saints of God's going to have their day. The saints of God, while Israel in that 1,000 years or whatever it is, I think some of the saints will be back there. It says they'll be, some will go down there as the leaders, where I sit, but there'll be a few that come out of heaven that will be directed down there for a while. So It's going to be a wonderful day. There's a lot of things, good things coming up. You need to keep in the Lord because it's going to be, oh, it's going to be wonderful what's going to take place. You just need to hang on because it's going to happen so wonderfully fast and good that you don't want to miss nothing. And I'll tell you, the only way you miss it is don't be there. You need to be there and, because you'll see the love of God. You'll see the power of God. You'll see all even the clothing that God gives His saints is going to be without. It's going to be glorious, glorious, glory. Everything that we have is glorious. And there's nothing that we can, God's had He made this world, but He's making something that we can't even imagine after living in this world. And He did a good job in this world, but we can't even comprehend what's going to take place there. God bless you all. But here tonight, I want you to know that you need to stay full of the Holy Ghost. You need to seek Him. Purpose to do His will, the will of God. And God will bless you. God bless you all. Pray that you're blessed. If you have a need, I pray that God will touch your body and meet your need. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Clint, you want to close the prayer? God bless you all. Love you and all.
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time and these revelations about the wonderful Holy Ghost. Help us, Lord, to stay true to you. Bless the listeners. Let this go into their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.